Walker, assistant coach, on with us right now. The big dog had a birthday yesterday. What'd you do to celebrate your birthday, Marcus, besides go up and beat Ren Lake so bad?
Well, Murph got a chance to get a win on my birthday, and then I got a chance to prepare for our next matchup tomorrow against Olney Central at home here.
All right, now
so
tell me
a
little
special birthday for me.
It was. Now tell me a little bit about Olney. Tell me, give me a little bit of a scout on Olney, what we're going to see tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Okay, so tomorrow at 7 o'clock, we got Olney Central tipping off at home here. They're sitting at 11-4 so far in the season here. Jim Glass, you got a pretty good team. You got a team that's going to play hard. They're going to play for one another, and they're going to play the right way. They had six returners from the last year team that finished number four in our region when they were all freshmen, and they also got five guys averaging double figures. And that kind of reminds me a lot of what we were last year, having so many different guys averaging in double figures.
Well, that's interesting. It makes me kind of clinch up a little bit, thinking that because Olney's usually pretty strong, and I know their coach does an excellent job. But let's reflect on that victory last night at Ren Lake, because we were up a little higher than you guys. We were on the upper concourse, but we were really whooping it up, and there was some fans up there from Logan up there by us, and we were. I don't know if it was just all the three-point shots. I don't know if it was the big offensive run. I just don't know. I mean, Coach talked about after the game. Tyler talked about the spacing was good. But it just reminded me. I got so fired up afterwards. You know, I said, okay, you're 8-8. I said, would you come out and tell me right now on the air that you're one of the toughest 8-8 teams in the country? And he said, yeah, I'll say that because of the schedule you've played. But last night was like, wow, it made me want to just shout out, yeah, these are the defending champions. That's right. You know, you heard about us, because it was an awesome display, wasn't it, last night?
Oh, yeah, I agree with that statement right there totally. Like, but you said it, our guys, they did a really good job of just keeping their spacing, just allowing our guards to get downhill and make the right reads and hit the open shooters. And once the guards make the right reads and hit to the open shooters, the guys, they put in work on their own time enough that they can make an open shot when they get one. So we just finally proud and just happy to see that everything is starting to click inside our guys' head and that they're starting to play the right way, keeping the space in, making the right reads. The one more pass, turning down a good shot for a good shot. It's all starting to come together at the right time of the year.
Talking to Marcus Walker, the assistant coach for John A. Logan under Tyler Smith-Peters. And now you came from, let me get this right. Let me see if I got your bio right. You came from Chicago Simeon High School, right?
Yes, sir.
And graduated John A. Logan, graduated SIU, and have been with the Logan program in various stages. And worked all yourself all the way up to assistant coach. What's Logan meant to you personally?
Personally, Logan has meant everything. So Logan brought in an 18-year-old kid from Chicago and took me in and made me a part of their own. They taught me the ropes of what it takes to be an everyday guy on the court, off the court, in the classroom, outside the classroom, and just being a man in life. And Logan, they told me some things that I will never forget in my life, and they taught me some things that's going to push me way past where I need to be at in life.
Yeah, because one of the things about it, and you know, we're not going to belabor the point, but you're just a heck of a nice guy. It's a hard not to like Marcus. You know, you're always friendly. You're even friendly to Tim Ritchie. And there's not a lot of people that are friendly to Tim, you know. I'm just kidding. But you know, you're a likable guy, and I think that carries over into with the players. I know last year was such a phenomenal ride for everybody on that national championship team that got to go all the way out to Hutch. And you'd made those trips before, and they'd never won. This time you went out there, and you won it all. So, I mean, your kind of Logan experience has come full circle too, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I want to say this is my eighth full season here at John A. Logan College, and been blessed to have a lot of great players surrounding on our team to build our team up to what they have been the last couple of years. Been a part of four different John A. Logan teams that's been fortunate enough to punch their ticket to get to the national tournament. And really, the only difference I can say personally from last year group and the other 3 years group, we just got that first win under our belt, and then we just got the momentum push us, prevail us past the finish line.
Yeah, it was a wonderful feeling out in Hutchinson, Kansas, with that group of guys, because I've told people this. I've covered Logan basketball since about 1979. You know how old that makes me. But it was just such a special team. I've never seen a team like it, and I don't think I'll ever see another team like it in the future. But this team that Logan has now, that you are coaching with Tyler Smith-Peters, it's getting better, aren't they? They're coming together.
Oh yeah, each and every practice, Coach Tyler and I and Coach JJ, we will all come together and say we are making the steps in the right direction. We aren't looking for a total different team the following day, but we just ask for them to keep making the steps in the right direction, continue to improve as a team each and every day, and let's just get this momentum behind us and just take off.
Tomorrow is the next chance to see the Volunteers. They play Alney Central. What'd you say their record was, 12-4?
11-4.
11-4. Okay, well, they're not going to be 12-4 after tomorrow night. They're going to be 11-5.
There you go. You got it.
Yeah, and come out and see Marcus. He'll be on the – were they taking selfies with you last night? I saw you over there taking selfies.
I might have took a couple of pictures last night.
No, some people were. Yeah, people were coming up.
So much going on.
No, they were coming up and wanting pictures with you. And Coach said that was somebody's sister or something over there. We didn't want to get you in trouble.
Oh, that's what it. Okay, I remember now. Yeah. It was Coach JJ's sister.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I just wanted to point that out because you are a popular man. You are a popular guy and likable guy on that bench, and we love talking to you on the show. We will talk to you tomorrow night before the Alney Central game. And Tim Ritchie and I always look forward to seeing you come by and give us that award-winning grin before the ball game, because I think your positive nature, buddy, is one of the things that's propelled you this far, and I'm proud to call you my friend. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate you guys having me on tonight.
All right, that is Marcus Walker, the